Hello everyone, it's been a while. So sorry about the absence, Stuart. It's just been life's been a bit up in the air, to be honest. Not in a bad way. It's all been good, to be honest. It's just I've just not had time to do anything. So my last episode had my mate Tyrone on, which went down well. So I think I'll definitely, now that I've sort of got a bit of a the busy part of my life, I can sort of look to sort of concentrate on this a bit more. I am going to take it back, so I did want to keep it weekly, but I'm going to go to fortnightly. To be honest, the pressure of coming up with stuff to talk about weekly was sort of getting on my tits a bit, if I'm honest. Also, I think episode 5 I was just really pissed off about because it just wasn't good. I listened back to it, I was like, what the fuck am I talking? So that's binned now. So yeah, fortnightly now, and hopefully more guests. I've had the opportunity to, I've been with people who I wanted to get on the podcast, such as my friend Heidi, such as my friend Vicky, but it's just been a case of I've been spending time with them. I just want to spend time with them. I don't want to force them to talk about shit. I just want to go out for a run, enjoy ourselves, you know. So and I mean, me and Vicky is one. We were meant to do our run and then chat afterwards, but we were fucked, if I'm honest. I was anyway. I'm not sure about Vicky. I was fucked. I just wanted to go home and eat. It was a long day out, fun day out. So we done the Con Edhai range, just opposite Trevann, if you know the area in Snowdonia. So yeah, it was really good fun. I'm trying to think when that was. It was the week after, I think. And then I suffered with a. I don't know what it was. I was coming down on a downhill, and I'm not sure if I just sort of twinged my back or. But anyway, for the next week and a half, I was crippled. My back was in absolute agony. I think I pulled something or whatever, but it's all good now. I've just got the usual. I could do with a fucking rub down because I'm in my mid-30s type thing. And then met up with my friend Heidi Rogers, Innovate Athlete, who I've not seen in a good while. It was really nice to catch up with her. We just went for a little run around Delamere Forest, done park run. It was meant to be an easy run, the first bit we done. So we've done a few miles before we done park run, and that was a really chill pace. And then we were like, okay, let's just chill at park run. We fucking gave it beans. Like, I know what she's like. She was never gonna give it beans, but I was like, nah, do you know what? I'm gonna hang back. I'm not. No, I was on her tail. Like, I was nipping at her heels the entire way. Actually, there was a little bit I dropped back, but then I caught up. And then since then, it's just sort of been all preparing for Winter Downs 100. Centurion running Winter Downs 100. I've got all my mandatory gear. I've been given an Excel spreadsheet by my crew member Jez, who's very, very well organised. I've passed over all of their information to Centurion Running, so they know who's crewing me. And I think we've just got to choose which vehicle. And then really, all it is just staying injury free. So. I made the executive decision not to run this weekend just because, well, one, I had a shit ton of stuff to do. And two, I went for a pretty heavy run on Thursday with my friend Neil and his mate David. We were in like up to my knees in snow. I'm 5'11", so I don't know. It's a couple of feet foot deep snow. And yeah, there was some runnable sections, but there were times where, you know, it was really like you're going through it. And then like the next Friday, I was okay, but that was my rest day. And then Saturday, I could feel it in my calves where I've just been sort of going through the snow. So I was like, okay, let's fuck today off. I've got some adulting to do. We'll do Sunday. Sunday came. Nope. It's like my legs were just like, nah, mate. Not today, thank you. So again, done more adulting what I needed to do. And I was fucked as well. By the end of the day, I was just like, I was meant to go into town, meet my friend Jess, go get more wine, but that just didn't happen because I was just so tired. So I'm kind of glad I didn't. I think, as well as my legs being tired from Thursday, I think the overall training has been quite taxing. And I don't want to go into this race tired. I want to go into this race fresh legs. It's winding down now, training. I'm on another rest day today, an hour and 20 tomorrow, which is going to be an evening run around Delamere. And I'm going to be trying out, I've bought the new Innovate Trail Talons. I really wanted to try them out on Thursday, but the snow was just too deep. They wouldn't have. They're great shoes. They're very much like the Rocklites, but I don't think they would have coped. I wore the Ultra X Talons, which were amazing. Like I know I've praised the shoes before, on this podcast, but so I think the first time I praised them was about mud. This time snow. Bloody amazing shoes. So I'll definitely be taking them with me, for race day. And I have sort of come to the decision because people say, "Oh, what shoes are you going to take? What shoes are you going to take?" As long as Trail Talons are good, I'll take them. I'm going to take Speed Goats. I'm going to take the Ultra X Talons, and I've got a spare of Salomon. I've got a pair of Salomon Speed Crosses as well. I can't remember what number they are. They might be six. Can't remember. I might even take my very, very battered Brooks Cascadias. Like I've said before, they're very much like the Speed Goats. I think I'll only wear them if it's dry, but I'll take them anyway. And I'm going to take a few pairs of road shoes as well, because I think it says so. It's 100 miles, and it says it's about 80% trail, 20% like road path. So, 20 miles is it's a fair distance. So if I know there's going to be, I need to double check. See, this is why I should have recce'd the route. I've not recce'd any of the route yet. Yes, I'm an idiot, but it's a 5 hour drive for me. And, I know what I'm like. I won't stay a night, so I'll drive 5 hours, go do a recce, and then drive 5 hours back because I'm an idiot. That's just how I am. So, yeah. So I don't, I'm going to take them, and then if I figure out where the long sections of road are, then I'll wear them for that section if there's somewhere where I can change, because I'm going to give all my shoes to my crew basically in their car and just be like, right, okay, I don't know. So I might start in a dry trail shoe, but if it's a bit sloppy and muddy and whatever, I'll be like, right, okay, next where I can meet my crew, I'll change into a more aggressive lug for shoe. So, yeah, I don't know. We'll just see on the day, but yeah, I'm gonna have lots of choices. So yeah, that'll be cool. Yeah, no, I've just been buying like little bits. So I've bought more gloves, bought more layers, jackets. I'm okay for. I've got a fucking 1,000 jackets. Socks and all that. I'm good for. What did I buy? What did I buy? What did I buy? Oh, rear LED light. One of the things in mandatory kit is a rear LED light, like a red one. I didn't have one, so yeah, I bought one from Amazon. Yeah, it will do the job. And then yeah, we call get that. Sorry. Jesus. Yeah, training's gonna quiet down now, which I'm quite thankful for. Because, like I said, I was getting tired, and I really don't want to go into it tired. So, I'm going to wind it down. I think Saturday might be my last day. No, so I got a run on Saturday, and then I don't run again till I think Tuesday, and then again on Thursday, and then so next week. Yeah, and then. And then yeah, and then I think after that Thursday I don't run till the next Wednesday, which is race day. So yeah, it really quiets down. So I'll probably, yeah, I think that next week I'll probably just do park, not park run, fucking hell, club runs with Run Club in Chester. Yeah, I'll get away with just doing them on. Do they meet on? No, they don't meet on Tuesday. Thursday to do. So, yeah, I'm getting really like fucking just confused with things lately. I think it's because there's so much going on. I'm just getting really, really confused about stuff. So yeah, that's enough about me. What's been going on else? Where I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to go into politics, but the possibility of war happening is pretty scary at the minute. I mean, I just hope this is more for the gamers. I really hope like I can at least complete GTA 6 before any sort of nuclear warheads get dropped on the on our little tiny island. I just want to play GTA 6. That's all I want. Yeah. So, who knows? Who knows? That's been quite mad. I won't go into any more of that because, yeah, the more we delve into it, the more political it becomes, and I'm not about that life. Although there has been a few people, mainly on my Instagram, my running Instagram, who, what's the right way of saying this? Become quite aggressive in their input and their political views across. I'm not into that. I've had to unfollow quite a few people. There are some people who I disagree with on their views, and I'm just sort of like, whatever, you know. Yeah, I just sort of leave it at that. Just sort of, yeah. But there's some people who have just been really sort of tribalistic about it, and I'm not into that at all. There's the standard sat nav, not sat nav. See, this is what I'm getting confused about. Dash cam turned itself off. But yeah, it's just people are getting really like tribalistic and aggressive about putting their views across, and if you're not in their way of thinking, like you don't deserve certain rights and whatnot. And I'm just like, guys, come on. I sort of haven't had a to-do with someone. And they basically said, oh, I don't understand, just because people have different political beliefs doesn't mean we can't be friends. And I sort of said to him, because he's quite publicly said something that I believed in. People who believe in something that I believe in are idiots. Something about like that they should be put in a bag and drowned. And I sort of raised that with him. Well, I was like, well, hang on. I screenshot it because I sent it to my mate. This is our Facebook drama, sorry. Should have established that. And I just sort of said, look, you've said this before. This was my opinion. So why would you want to be friends with someone that you think is stupid and you wish them to die, basically? And he was going, oh, all about it. And I was just like, no, mate. It's not how it works. Like, you can't be that sort of. That way of thinking, and then expect people who have opposing beliefs to be friends with you. That's not how it works. So, yeah, I got a bit arsey about that, but I mean, you could probably guess where I stand on the political spectrum. I won't divulge because, yeah, again. This is this segment is more about human behavior than politics, is what I'm trying to get at. Like, 'cause I genuinely don't want to get into politics. But yeah, it's just the way people have become aggressive about it. It's just not cool. And when it sort of bleeds into my, so my running Instagram account, I think I've mentioned this before, I made so I could blab on about running, I could hear about people's running, and I don't bore like my non-running friends. So I exclusively only follow other runners, running companies, running shops. You know, it's just anything that's exclusively to do with running, and I find interesting, I'll follow them. I have a personal account for, you know, other stuff. And yeah, it's when sort of politics and that sort of bleeds into that, I kind of get a bit sort of, and there's some people who I completely understand because it directly affects them, but I'm more on about British people who are getting very involved in American politics. And I know, obviously the outcome of the elections in America do have an impact on the UK. Completely understand that, but it's just the way they're so sort of foaming at the mouth about stuff about it. And I'm like, I just want to know how you're doing with your runs. Like, I mean, I follow people who are directly involved with what's going on in Gaza and whatnot, and you know, I completely respect that. Same with Ukraine as well. I follow a few Ukrainian runners, and whatnot, and that's cool. But yeah, it's just people who have just no association to something, and just yeah, and just sort of changes. My algorithm, I suppose. Yeah, it's a bit annoying. But saying that, my algorithm's been a bit all over the place. So usually it is just running, and then it went a bit weird. So it's mainly been running, and then sometimes I'll get cycling. So the after the Tour de France for I'd say up until from a month before Tour de France till about last month, it was all cycling, running, and the occasional rally posts. So I like a bit of rally as well. But yeah, recently it's just all like gaming and stuff. And it's like literally, it's only since I spoke about it on the podcast, it's been coming up. It's so weird. So I mean, I know the algorithm listens and whatnot, and it's also to do with like, 'cause I read a thing about someone was confused why their mum buys a specific brand of toilet paper. They don't use it, never bought it, never searched for it. And then once they've came back home, they were getting targeted ads for this brand of toilet paper their mum uses. And it's to, and like stuff like that's to do with your IP address. So he's been at his mum's house, been on her, you know, her IP address. She's been, you know, buying it online or whatever. So it's going to be like, well, she's interested in it, so he might be interested in it as well. So that's yeah, that's how it sort of works. I don't know where I was going with that, to be honest. I was just trying to get away from trying to get away from politics and how people are ruining my time on Instagram. But no, there's been some really positive things on Instagram. Yeah, there's one bit of news I can't give because it's not my news to share, but it's really, and that's really frustrating because I'm really excited for them. I'm just like, oh, I want to tell people because I'm so happy for them. But yeah, I know Lewis Roblin and his girlfriend Stephanie are expecting. That's fucking amazing news. I'm really, really chuffed for them. They are gonna have a beautiful child. If you don't know who Lewis and Stephanie are, go have a gander. I follow Lewis. I don't believe I follow Stephanie, but I follow Lewis. Really, really nice guy. Like, I kind of hate him because he's just like really, really like a good looking guy, super athletic, and he's just ridiculously nice. It's like, oh man, like, you know, I need to find some. He's just such a good guy. Yeah, I can't think of anything negative to say about him, and that's really frustrating. That's my toxic trait. I look for negatives in people and I get frustrated when I can't find it. But no, really, really super happy for them. Yeah, that's really, really cool. I'm trying to think what else has been going on. Oh, I took my dog for a photo shoot. So I went to in Llangollen, a photographer called, I can't remember her name, I think Sammy. But her business is called ISO Elegant. Really, really cool little studio she's got there. Really, really nice person. I'm not getting any commission or anything for this. It's just she was just so good. So, if you don't listen regularly, so my dog Oscar, I love him to bits. He's my child. I don't care what anyone says. He is my child. He's so we got him from quite shit circumstances for him. You know, as a rescue, and then like a year after we got him, he was diagnosed with cancer. He kicked that in the ass. He's recently been diagnosed with epilepsy. He had to have surgery from being attacked by a dog. Yeah, he's just been through it, and like it just sort of made me realize how much I fucking love this little creature. So yeah, got him a little what do you call it? See, this is, I just keep forgetting words recently. I've just got so much going on. Photo shoot, and yeah, really, really, really nice pictures. So yeah, or got a frame yesterday, and then I ordered a physical copy myself because I bought all the digital ones and then bought what do you call it, physical from Max Spielman. I thought, oh yeah, an hour. That's cool. I'll go pick it up on my lunch. And then they're like, no, you've ordered it externally, so it's going to take 5 working days. So that's pissed on my campfire a bit. But the pictures are bloody lovely. If you want to see the pictures, because I won't be posting them on my running account. If you'd like to see any of the pictures, let me know, and I will be very more than happy to send them your way because they are bloody adorable. He's got that typical Staffy smile in most of them, and it's bloody adorable. So yeah. So yeah, so again, apologies for the radio silence. So I think it's been like 3 or 4 weeks. But again, it's just been I've just yeah, training. So I've been training, and when I get home I'm knackered, and then I've got adulting to do on top of that, and then yeah, I'm just not getting time. Like it's just been a nightmare. But like I said, the next couple of weeks will be more quiet. I'll still post. So actually, my next. So if I'm posting in 2 weeks, it'll be the day, but it'll be like 2 days before race day. Ooh. So yeah, 2 days before race day. Shit. Yeah. Okay, cool. We'll do that. I will do that. I as well. I'm going to do a Q&A, I think. Or should I do a Q&A after? I'm going to do a Q&A for afterwards. Ignore me. Yeah. So in 2 weeks. It'll be like near Christmas, won't it? Shit. Right. Okay. I might actually. No, fuck it. Yeah. I'll do it in 2 weeks' time. But instead of the month, 2 weeks after Monday, I might release it like the Friday after my race, like the day after I finish, so it's fresh in my mind. Yeah, fuck it. It'll be a bonus. It'll be a bonus episode. We'll call it a bonus. Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, let's do that. So I'm being a bit more sweary today. Yeah, I've just, like I said, my head's just scattered all over the place at the minute. I've had adulting to do. I've had loads of stuff going on with work, positive stuff, and then like, yeah, and then trying to get ready for this race and training. It's just been all a bit like, yeah. So, so yeah, that's my reasoning. I'm sticking by it. Ooh, another birth. Shit. Yeah. So this one's actually been born. So my friend Emily, who I met during when I worked Dragon's Back race, she's had a baby. It's a very, very special baby. Because of circumstances, which I'm not going to divulge, but you could probably guess. I'm really fucking happy for her because it's one thing. Like, I think the first day we met and I spoke after going on about Game of Thrones for about 3 hours because we're both Game of Thrones nerds. Not Game of Thrones, fucking Lord of the Rings. See, this is what I mean. I'm getting my words mixed up. Lord of the Rings. We're talking about Lord of the Rings for about 3 hours. Anyway, she was like, you know, really, really want to be a mum and all this sort of stuff. So we were saying about, you know, future stuff, and you know, you know, Dragon's Back. She's like, I don't know, because I want to be a mum, and I want to, yeah. So yeah, it was all that sort of stuff, and then There were some bumps in the road, and now she's finally a mum, and I'm so fucking happy for her. She's just one of those people I've came to care for very, very suddenly. So I'm really, really happy for her. God, it's not named after me, but we'll get into that. It's fine, Emily. Christian or Lewis is would have been a good middle name, but whatever. But yeah, no, really chuffed about that. I'm trying to think what else has been going on in the last couple of weeks, man. Not much. Oh, I'm going to a gig on Friday. I'm fucking excited for it. So I think last time, before I had my one with Tyrone, I went to a Murder Dolls gig. Now I'm going to a on Friday. I'm going with my mate Dave, going to a Joey Valance and Bray gig. It's gonna be fucking sick. If you're into hip hop, you no doubt know them. They're quite new. They're very Beastie Boys, tribute-ish, I think. Like, they very, very. One of them sounds exactly like Mike D. If you know Beastie Boys, very, very good. And then I've got the Chats in November or December. No, because we're nearly end of November. So yeah, I've got the Chats in December. That'll be cool. Not a lot of people know about them, but a very good runner. If you follow like Dragon's Back Race or any big races, there's a runner called Simon Roberts. He knows about them, which I was very sort of surprised about. So yeah, he's got a good taste in music. Got them, and I bought tickets for Limp Bizkit as well. Limp Bizkit's in March next year. I know another runner who's going to that, the Manchester gig, Nathan Jones, who I've not seen for a while actually, not since I was training for UTS 100. Shit. So yeah, that'll be cool. And then I'm seeing a comedian as well next year. Ooh, fuck, another gig I'm really excited for. I really want to know if any other people are going to it, because it'll be so fucking good. Manchester Block Party. Oh, mate. Those first two albums, Silent Alarm and Weekend in the City. Oh, they're so good. And they just remind me of being like, how old have I been? Year nine. Year nine to year 11. Just going on fields, underage drinking, dropping eckies. Yeah, it's so good. So we used to have like iPods and our iPod, an actual iPod, and like a speakers. And yeah, you used to go on the field, listen. Yeah, we used to have like playlists, and it would be like the editor's block party. Fucking also, I spoke to one of the guys I used to speak to that I used to knock about with called Ross. And I just sort of made a mixtape recently called Jubilee. Was it Jubilee Piss Ups? Drink Water Piss Ups, because there was a little close we used to go down, Drink Water Close in Newmarket, and we used to go through a fence. You'd go on some field, and we used to get, like, take tents and camp there and get pissed, and I used to be partial to dropping an eckie or two, oh, it was so good. So anyway. I made this playlist of all the songs we used to listen to back then, sent it to Ross, and like, mate, remember these? And he's well on it. He's so on it. So it's really, really fucking cool. So I'm really excited for Block Party. I won't be dropping any eckies this time, but I am definitely gonna have a few drinks just to sort of get me in that mood, because yeah, I'm so excited for that. And then yeah, after that I'm seeing the comedian Shane Gillis in London. Taking my mate Tom to see that. That'll be good. He's very you'll either love him or you probably don't. He's sort of very from the Joe Rogan, Fear Von type thing. But I'm a massive Fear Von fan. Saw him this year. It was this year, yeah. Saw him in Manchester, that was a really cool gig. It's not often I go to stand-up gigs, so excited for that. And just to be in London as well, that'd be cool. What else was I gonna say? Gigs. I think I was moving on to something before I got onto that. Can't remember now. But album, thinking of going back to Block Party though, yeah, those first two albums, Silent Alarm and Weekend City, they're albums I will listen to without skipping a single track. They're just so good. I've not listened to any of the new stuff. I feel like I should before I go. I mean, I've got a while yet. I think it's in like it's July next year, maybe June. Yeah, I can't remember when, but yeah, really bloody excited for that. There's not many. I don't think musicians make like albums anymore. I feel like especially the artists I listen to, it's a lot of singles. Sorry, my fucking my deviated septum's playing mayhem today. Yeah, I don't feel like they make like albums. The most recent, I'd say, album that I've listened to like back to front without skipping is Jamie T, The Theory of Whatever. Amazing album. I've probably even mentioned it in recently. It's just such a good album. And I'm a massive Jamie T fan anyway. Got some bloody great memories from seeing him live a few times. Yeah. So yeah. So agenda for next one will be just a build up, just sort of let you know how what's been going on and build up to, or should I just skip that and just go straight to the post race? Let me have a think. I don't know now. I'll have a think. But can I also just say, actually, there's some people who listen to this podcast who I never expected would, and I'm really thankful. If you've said to me in the last couple of weeks, month, that you've listened to my podcast, you're one of them. Because yeah, I just obviously I see the numbers, and you know, the numbers fluctuate, obviously, and sometimes they do good, sometimes they're good, sometimes they're shit. You know, and I think, oh shit, because I know, like, I don't know, say one of my friends I know would listen to it, and then I think, oh shit, did they not listen to it, or did they only listen to a few minutes and think, oh, this is shit this week, and then just fucking turn off. So yeah, I get sort of thinking about that, but I've had a few comments just to say, you know, they do listen, and I'm like, oh mate, that is fucking cool. So yeah, if you have told me recently, thank you. If I've not thanked you in person, that's really kind of you. And yeah, I've waffled on for half an hour now. I don't have much else to say, so I'm gonna call it at that. Yeah, next episode it will either be the couple of days before my race, so it'll be on the 8th or 9th, 8th of December. Or it will be the days after. Yeah. Or it'll be the day after. Yeah. Okay, cool. So no, actually, yeah, no, I've no. I won't blab on. I've just decided what I want to do, but yeah, I'll keep that to myself for now. So, yeah, bye.